earlier this month, a large mountain lion was killed by a car after it tried to cross a highway near Redwood City, California. Further south, around Los Angeles, wildlife officials have the same problem. If you've driven in L.A., you know that city has some of the busiest roads in the country. I-405 and Route 101 allow humans to travel through Southern California, but they're also a barrier to the mountain lions that live in the nearby Santa Monica Mountains. Scientists say this isolation could eventually lead to the animal's extinction. A new campaign to raise money for a wildlife crossing on the 101 freeway kicked off recently. Seth Riley is an ecologist with the National Park Service and the co-author of a study looking at the way roads and development affect mountain lion behavior. That study appeared in Current Biology. Seth, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
You've been tracking mountain lions with radio collars for the National Park Service for 12 years. Just how bad have the conditions gotten for the animals here in the Santa Monica Mountains?
Yes. Well, on the positive side, it's really an amazing thing that there are still mountain lions, still a large carnivore in a city like Los Angeles. Los Angeles is one of 30 megacities or metropolitan areas, over 10 million people in the world, and probably the only one or maybe one of just a couple that still have large carnivores. The problem, though, is that, as you said, we have these major freeways that block the Santa Monica Mountains from connecting to anything else to the north, basically. And we've had one mountain lion cross 101 one time in the 12 years since we've been studying them. So there's almost no connectivity back and forth.
Well, Seth, how many mountain lions are there in the area?
Well, that's one of the problems, is that the Santa Monica Mountains, as big as they might seem to us, are just not big enough for a viable population in the long run. So there's really only room for 10, maybe at the most 15 adult animals. And especially genetically over the long term, that's just not enough for a viable population.
So there's a campaign, I understand, that people are undertaking in the Los Angeles area to build something over one of these highly populated freeways so that the animals, the mountain lions, can get across or under. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's very exciting, actually. I mean, it's something we've been thinking about and worrying about for more than a decade. You know, we've known for a long time that this connectivity was an issue. And I should say it's an issue not just for mountain lions, but mountain lions are sort of one of the very most vulnerable species because of their low densities and large areas that they have to roam across. But yeah, so unfortunately, you know, in 1950, when people were building the freeway, no one was thinking about trying to get wildlife across it. And so not only is there a huge, extremely busy freeway, but there's development all along the freeway. And so there are almost no places left where there's natural habitat up to the freeway on one side, let alone both sides. But there is one area left in the middle of the mountains in the Agoura Hills area. And we've really been trying for many years to try to get some kind of crossing there. And that is the one place where the one mountain lion that crossed did cross.
And how does one of these wildlife corridors work in practice?
It actually works surprisingly well. You know, basically we would build the tunnel, or ideally the overpass would be our preference. One thing we would definitely do is we would put fencing that would funnel animals, A, keep animals off the freeway, but also funnel them to the crossing, whatever it was. If it was an overpass, we would definitely vegetate it to make it feel as natural as possible. And that would be valuable because it would get a whole range of species potentially across, small mammals and reptiles and bobcats and coyotes and deer and all kinds of different things. We've actually seen genetic effects of fragmentation and roads on lots of different species, not just mountain lions, but also bobcats, coyotes, and even lizards, and even a bird. You know, you would think birds can fly back and forth across roads and things like that, but it turns out some of them are pretty sensitive and don't want to fly across large open areas like that. So we would vegetate it, and then we would also do things like put up walls that make it harder to see and hear the cars going over.
But I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of residents in the area, maybe people who might live near this thing. I mean, if you're encouraging the mountain lions to cross the freeway with one of these overpasses, to me it seems like you're getting the animals even closer to human development.
Yeah, well, actually, the truth is the lions are using all of the natural areas already. They're using all of the available habitat, basically. So the density is sort of as not is about as what you'd expect in this kind of area in the Santa Monica Mountains, and it's not likely to increase a lot. It's just that we need movement for a genetic exchange across the road.
But why is that so important? I mean, part of me, again, is thinking about what residents in the area might think. You know, let the mountain lions be in the mountains. Even if the genetic diversity suffers, at least they're not going to be moving through the city.
Right. Well, in terms of, like I said, I think this area, hopefully, because it does connect natural areas, it shouldn't increase the amount of movement into the city. And actually, one thing that hopefully this would actually decrease the number of individuals that end up in the city. So typically, one of the problems with our situation is in most mountain lion populations, 3/4 of the young animals disperse to someplace new. And we have not had a single young animal successfully make it, with one sort of interesting exception that proves the rule. We have not had a single young animal make it out of the Santa Monica Mountains because they are surrounded by development and freeways. And actually, it tends to be those young animals, especially young males, that end up out in development and getting into potential issues with people. So actually, I think movement back and forth across the freeway could even reduce the potential conflicts with people, which fortunately are very rare.
Yeah, you know, we do see mountain lions interacting with people in places like Colorado and elsewhere every once in a while, every few years. But Seth, why is this important? What do mountain lions matter to the ecosystem?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, part of it for us with the National Park Service, in some sense, it's easy because our job is to preserve everything in the national parks. And so that it's our job to preserve not just mountain lions, but everything from the butterflies to the frogs to the mountain lions. But, you know, we don't know all of the specific ecological roles that mountain lions and every other species have necessarily. But they are the only large carnivore that we have left in this area. And we don't want to lose any components of the ecosystem, but especially you don't want to lose your last large carnivore. They are really deer specialists, and they are the main animal that is predating on deer. So we really want to do our best to maintain mountain lions and every species, but especially the last member of this particular role. I mean, the other thing I would say, even aside from the sort of ecological role, is mountain lions, lots of wildlife, but mountain lions and large carnivores in particular are really a symbol for a lot of people of wildness, and I think a testament to what we've been able to do in conservation in this area. And if one day we wake up and we don't have mountain lions anymore in the Santa Monica Mountains, that will really be a sad day, I think, for a lot of people.
Seth Riley is a wildlife ecologist for the National Park Service. He co-authored a study on the problems that mountain lions encounter near Los Angeles in a recent issue of Current Biology. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.